Welcome to Burnside at Home. Thank you for joining with us on this pre-record of the service for Sunday, the 1st of August. You're very welcome to join with us in person in Burnside Church each Sunday from 11 o'clock a.m. There's no need to pre-register, but if you are visiting with us, then you will need to register your details for contact tracing purposes whenever you arrive. We have an overflow in the church hall, and there's been more than enough room for everyone to join with us Sunday by Sunday. But if you're not able to come and join us in person, then there is this recording, which is also available as audio on our phone line. It's also available as a podcast. It's on the website along with the slides for the Sunday service. And then after the service each week, we have a video recording of the complete service with the singing and the hymns, which is also available on our website as well. So lots of different ways to engage with us. Can I also highlight our Bible study each week at Beside the Burn, whenever we invite you to come and sit down by the still waters of the burn and listen to what Jesus has to say to us through his word. That's available each day on the daily blog. It's also usually available each week on the telephone line on a Wednesday evening, and the whole week's recordings are there. It usually lasts about an hour, 10 minutes each day, 12 minutes each day, something like that. So again, very welcome to join with us and interact with us in that way. With regards to your safety in church, we're still observing the 2 metre distancing. We're also wearing masks. That 2 metres may reduce at the beginning of September, but PCI have asked us to keep it at 2 metres right throughout August. We're also continuing to wear face masks, even though it is a guideline from the government now rather than in law, because with the singing, it's deemed an extra risk, and therefore masks are appropriate under the circumstances. So with all of that aside, let's worship God together and let's praise God together. And we're continuing this week a little series that we began last week with Meals with Jesus. One of the things that we've missed, I'm sure, over the last year has been sitting down and having a meal with friends or with family. Certainly the cups of tea after church we've missed as well. And so over the summer period, we're looking at meals that Jesus had with various people. And this week he is at Levi's house, and we're going to find out a little bit about what that means for us living today in that meal that Jesus had with Levi. In Mark chapter 8, verses 34 to 36, we read the following: "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me and for the gospel will save it. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul?" Today we're going to be thinking about Levi and how he gave up everything that he had to follow God. We're also going to be looking into the Old Testament at the story of Abram and how God called Abram. And again, Abram left everything that he had and went to follow God, went to a new country, a new life, all because God had called him. So as we worship together, let's bow before God in prayer together. Heavenly Father, we come to worship you today, and we thank you, Lord, that we come at your invitation. You welcome us with open arms as we come before you. And we ask now, Lord, that as we speak to you, that our words would be acceptable in your sight, that you would hear the prayer that we utter. And we ask, Lord, that you would graciously answer our prayers, not according to the way that we ask them, Lord, but according to your will and your purposes. We thank you that you are the God of creation. You have created all things perfectly in this earth. And yet, Lord, as we look back through history, we see how Adam and Eve sinned and how sin came into this world. And we, Lord, have been born with sin in our lives, and we continue to sin day by day. We thank you that you are the God of redemption, that you sent your only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer and die so that our sin could be taken away. And therefore, Lord, we trust in you today as we come to worship. We ask that you would redeem us, that your grace and mercy would remove our sin and our guilt and our shame. And we pray, Lord, that you would restore us into the right relationship with you. We look forward to that great day, Lord, when you will restore us, when you will return and take us to be with you. And we thank you that you are the sovereign King, the one who is in control of everything. And therefore, Lord, we trust you this day and we worship you. So, Lord, bless us, we pray, for we ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. In our church service at this point, we would be singing, O Jesus, I have promised to serve you to the end. And again, it's taking that theme of Levi and Abram serving God, promising to follow him, and knowing that God would be with them and that he would be the master and the friend. And that there's nothing that they need to fear because God is by their side. And in the second verse we ask, oh, let me hear you speaking in accents clear and still above the storms of passion, the murmurs of self-will. We need to listen to God and hear what he has to say. And in the final verse that we're going to sing, it's, oh, let me see your footmarks and in them place my own, my hope to follow truly is in your strength alone. We don't do it on our own, but we do it through God and through his strength and through his leading and his guiding. And we're going to read together from God's word, and we're going to read from Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 7. And this is the account of God calling Abram, and as we look at God calling Levi, we're going to see the similarities in these two stories. So let's hear God's word together. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. The Lord had said to Abram, go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. So Abram went as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. He took his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot, all the possessions they had accumulated, and the people they had acquired in Haran. And they set out for the land of Canaan, and they arrived there. Abram travelled through the land as far as the site of the great tree of Moreh at Shechem. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land. The Lord appeared to Abram and said, to your offspring I will give this land. So he built an altar there to the Lord, who had appeared to him. Amen. And we pray that God will bless to us this reading of his word. As we come to God in prayer, once again, we're going to bring our prayers for others. And as we pray for others, we also want to give thanks to God for your generosity. We thank God for the offering each week and for all that has been provided for his service here. So let's bow together in prayer. Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you today because you are the gracious God who provides. And we thank you once again for the offering. And we thank you for those who have given so generously week by week throughout these past years and during this pandemic. We thank you for the generosity of your people, Lord. And we pray that all that is received may be used for your glory and for your kingdom. Today, Lord, as we pray, we want to remember those who are in greatest need. We know that there are many who are struggling each day just simply to survive. And therefore, Lord, we bring them to you in prayer. We bring those, Lord, who are struggling with health at this time. And if they are in hospital or in care home or at home, We pray that you would be near to them and help them and be with those who look after them, Lord, sustaining them and granting them your grace each day. We pray, Lord, for those who are struggling because of the pandemic, struggling to cope with the restrictions in social interaction, struggling to cope with business and jobs, struggling to cope on a day-to-day basis with the normal necessities of life. We ask, Lord, that you would be with all such. Help them, Lord, as they seek help and be near to them day by day. Lord God, we thank you that you are a gracious God, and we thank you for the outreach that has been taking place over these last weeks. We thank you for CSSM. We thank you for all the children that came along over the 2 weeks. We pray that now that they've returned home again, that you would be working in their young lives and speaking to them and challenging them about their commitment to you. We thank you for Keswick at Port Stewart and for the teaching online this year. And Lord, as we look ahead, we also look to New Horizon and the online teaching. And pray, Lord, that many would tune in and listen and hear your word and be convicted of their sin and turn to you. So Lord, we seek you because we know that your blessing is what we need in our lives. And we ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we're going to read together again, this time from Luke chapter 5 and verses 27 to 32. Luke chapter 5, verse 27. And this is Jesus calling Levi, or Matthew as we know him as well. After this, Jesus went out and saw a tax collector by the name of Levi sitting at his tax booth. "Follow me," Jesus said to him, and Levi got up, left everything, and followed him. Then Levi held a great banquet for Jesus at his house, and a large crowd of tax collectors and others were eating with them. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, who belonged to their sect, complained to his disciples, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" And Jesus answered them, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Amen. And we pray that God will once again bless the reading of his word today. Listen. Can you hear it? Levi heard it. It was so clear and challenging that it changed everything for him. The voice of Jesus calling. Abram heard it. It was so clear and challenging that it changed everything for Abram. The voice of God calling. We need to listen today for the voice of Jesus calling. Because when we hear Jesus, it changes everything about our lives. For Levi, Luke 5, verse 27, Jesus went out and saw a tax collector by the name of Levi sitting at his tax booth. "Follow me," Jesus said to him. We need to listen today for the voice of Jesus calling, because when we hear Jesus, it changes everything. For Abram, the Lord had said to Abram, "Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you." So today we're sharing another meal with Jesus. This time we are at Levi's house. And we've all missed being able to sit down with friends and family over the last year and sharing something to eat together. So this is the opportunity to share with Jesus in some of the meals that he had and see what we can learn. I want us to ask ourselves today, where am I in this story? Am I one of the friends? Someone who has been invited along to something. And really, I've got no interest in it, but somebody has brought me here today to hear this. Or am I a Pharisee? Someone who's on the fringes looking in, looking for fault because things aren't being done the way that I want them to be done or the way that I expect them to be done. Am I a teacher of the law who has all sorts of arguments against what's being done? And I'm quite ready to use those arguments to make sure that nobody interacts with me. Am I Levi, whose life is beginning to change and has something to share with his friends and wants them to meet Jesus as well? Or do I see myself as Jesus in this story? I'm the one sharing the good news. I'm the one who's able to change lives. We've got to be very careful about where we see ourselves in this passage. And we're going to ask ourselves today, what happens when Jesus calls? And firstly, we see when Jesus calls, we step into the unknown. You see, Levi got up, left everything, and followed Jesus. When Jesus calls us, we need to leave behind what we know and what is familiar. And that can be so difficult at times. When someone hears the call of the gospel, it's not a light decision to make. It's a difficult decision to make. At times, it's weighing up and seeing if we're prepared to meet the cost that is involved in such a decision. We sometimes try to present it as the easiest decision in the world, but for many, it is truly difficult. It was similar for Abram. So Abram went as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. Abram was not a young man. When God called, Abram left all that he knew and stepped into the unfamiliar, even though he couldn't see a step beyond that first step. And God leads us into change. He doesn't push us and then abandon us. He guides us to it and he guides us through it. God blessed Abraham abundantly when he stepped out. While change may seem overwhelming at times, when it's in line with God's will, it is the best step that we will ever take. As C.S. Lewis has said, there are far, far better things ahead than any we leave behind. The call of the gospel is like hearing a call to move to a different country because it will change everything in us and will change everything around us. Secondly, then, when Jesus calls, we bless others. The call of Jesus involves a complete change in our lives, and we will look a little bit at what that change involves in a few moments. But it also means that God can use us to bring blessing to others. You see, God blesses us in our new lives, but we now have something good to share with others. Something positive based on the truth. A truth that nobody can deny. Think about how quick some people are to share things with us. To share messages on Facebook or forwarding things on WhatsApp. And many of those things that they're so quick to share have very little relationship to the truth. you know the ones I mean, the ones about COVID conspiracies or horror stories about vaccines. And yet here we are with the truth, that a truth that will help no matter what the situation. We have a blessing that can be shared with others. Levi wanted his friends to meet Jesus because he knew that Jesus would be a blessing to them. Levi held a great banquet for Jesus at his house, verse 29, and a large crowd of tax collectors and others were eating with them. Abram was told that God would bless him, but then God also said that he was to be a blessing to everyone else. I will make you into a great nation, God says, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. That is really a description of what the church is to be. That is how you and I are to act as Christians, as followers of Jesus Christ. To quote my favourite German theologian, every time I walk in a room, I like it to be a better place. It's normal. I'm a Christian. And that's a quote from Jürgen Klopp. When Jesus calls, we do what others won't. Whenever Jesus calls us, we then should be doing what others won't do or perhaps can't do. The Pharisees don't like what they see. And let us not forget how easy it is to become a Pharisee. It's easy to point the finger at them and spot where they've gone wrong, but it's also very easy to be like them. Imagine we're at the house of Levi. His life has been transformed. And in his first attempt at sharing the good news, he presents Jesus with an opportunity to speak to all the sinners that he knows. And the Pharisees are not happy. The Pharisees and the teachers of the law who belong to their sect complain to his disciples, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" You see, sharing the gospel, the good news, can be messy, and we can easily become a Pharisee whenever we allow the rules to become more important than God's grace, when the letter of the law becomes much more important than the spirit. Levi was prepared to do what no one else would do and take the good news to this group of tax collectors. No one else was doing it because they knew that the Pharisees would think this of them. They knew what the Pharisees would think. So the disapproval of the Pharisees, well, that wasn't just trying to stop this meal at Levi's house. It had probably stopped countless other gatherings from ever being organised. And we need to be prepared to reach out when others won't. We need to be ready to share the gospel in the ways that no one else can share the gospel, with the people that no one else can share the gospel with. Next, we see that when Jesus calls, we need to be healed. The reason that Jesus gives for eating with the tax collectors and sinners is simple. The Pharisees have asked the disciples why. And Jesus says, very simply, it is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. And whenever we hear the voice of Jesus, to respond to that call, we have to admit that we are sick. If we think that we're okay, then there is nothing to hear from Jesus. There's no point listening to him because he will have nothing useful to say to us. If we assume that we are healthy, then we don't need to listen to the message. But we are all sick. We all need healing from Jesus. The Pharisees saw no need to answer Jesus' call. They were fine. They were quite happy with their lives the way they were. But Levi wasn't. He knew that he needed help. and he clearly saw that his friends needed help. So when Jesus called, Levi responded, and then he brought his friends to hear the good news as well. And then linked so closely with that is Jesus' next statement. When Jesus calls us, we need to repent. Jesus said, I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. When we hear the call of Jesus, it is our opportunity to confess our sin, because there is sin that we need to confess. Have you ever trusted in Jesus? Well, then there is sin to be confessed. Have you trusted in Jesus but spent the last number of years far from him? Then there is sin to be confessed. If you're walking closely with him each day, then you already know that there is sin to be confessed. If you hear the call of Jesus, come and confess your sin to him today, because there is no one else in the world, there is no other program that you can follow that will deal with sin. There is only Jesus. Thinking that we've got nothing to confess today pushes us firmly into the camp of the Pharisees. Not confessing sin means that we're erecting barriers between us and our fellow brothers and sisters. And that will cause untold damage to our church and to our witness. I'm convinced that much of the reason that the church is having less and less impact in the world today is because we will not recognize our sin and repent of our sin in the church. And God is waiting to deal with our sin before he deals with the sins of the world. So can you hear it? Levi heard it. It was so clear and challenging that it changed everything for him. The voice of Jesus calling. Can you hear it? Abram heard it. It was so clear and challenging that it changed everything for him. The voice of God calling. We need to listen this morning for the voice of Jesus calling. Because when we hear Jesus, it changes everything. Everything for us. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus, and we pray today that we would hear his voice and respond to his call. We pray, Lord, that we might confess our sin and receive the forgiveness of Jesus. We recognize, Lord, that we are those who are sick and we need your healing hand upon us today. Help us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. In our final hymn in church, we're going to be singing, My Heart is Filled with Thankfulness. Just thanking Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins, thanking him for his goodness to us. My heart is filled with thankfulness to him who bore my pain, who plumbed the depths of my disgrace, and gave me life again. My heart is filled with thankfulness to him who walks beside, who floods my weaknesses and strengths and causes fear to fly. For every day I have on earth is given by the King, so I will give my life, my all, to love and follow him. Follow me, Jesus says. And so we follow him this day. Let's pray together. Now we pray that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit would be with us all, both now and forevermore. Amen.